something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
Angel writes us, "Hey, Nick, what's wrong with being a farm tech?" I believe she's a farm tech.
Yeah, I replied to her. I'm like, I don't know, the paycheck? Yeah. It might just be mine. But my job sucks.
I did binge drink in my teens.
Yeah. Same.
That's the Angel we know?
Yeah.
Angel's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl.
Like most farm techs are, except for Nick.
And, well, he's not a pretty girl. Of course he's not. Oh,
I'm just wasting away in this cube. Oh, God.
I love that you talk like that. They don't care as long as you do your job, right?
Yeah. No, they know I'm disgruntled.
Yeah. and they know you're on the radio.
Were you ever gruntled? Right, I mean, did you start out that way?
Yeah, I did.
I can see that. I can see that happening.
Well, the place I'm at now, I went back.
How long have you been there now?
Oh, God. It's like an embarrassing amount of time. Okay. 7, 8 years. It's been a while. Right. I keep thinking like, I'm going to get out of here. Right. But, you know, I'm still there. Mm-hmm. But it was a place I'd worked at previously, and I went back to, and there were two owners. And when I went there, like, they were both there, and I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? What's up? And then, like, when I showed the for the interview, they were both there. And then when I went back to start, I was like, oh, where's the other dude? And they're like, oh, he's only here every once in a while. And, like, the guy that was a douche was, like, the main guy, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh.
So instead of, like, being assertive and bouncing, I just hung out for 8 years.
Got it. All right.
There's different owners now.
All right. I was going to say, you're talking about people that just you could see right today, it sounded like. And you can't, right?
No. Yeah, I don't think that they
when you call a guy a douche, you have to see him that day. It's tough.
Right. You know? Yeah, I think he knows. Right.
Did Taco Tuesday guy get back to you about Chris Dolman?
I don't know.
Former Minnesota Viking, Chris Dolman, great football player, died at 58, brain cancer. People had him on the Deadpool.
He died today?
Yesterday.
Yeah. We'll find out here. Yeah.
You saw Dolman play.
Oh, yeah.
He was still on the team in the late 90s, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I was going to say he's a Hall of Famer. Isn't he? Yeah, yeah. He's a pit boy, too. Good ball player. I saw him play football. I saw him play in college.
Yeah, we're still getting that worked on.
All right.
Got to shake off the tacos.
Yeah. And the beer.
Oh, that too.
How many people had them, Craigs?
I don't know.
Okay.
Earlier I counted 20 some odd. Now I'm just counting 14, so I don't know.
I might have missed him because he had two stints with the Vikings, 85 to 93, and then came back in 99.
Who were the teams who was he with between?
Atlanta and the Niners in between.
I do remember Atlanta for some reason.
A Massachusetts man has undergone treatment for experiencing symptoms of an allergic reaction every time he climaxes.
He still doesn't stop him, right?
You know, he's still not stopping. The urology case reports, medical journal, shows that the unnamed 25-year-old visited the doctor after suffering, quote, debilitating anxiety and brain fog following every orgasm since he was 16.
I love the fact that he said, well, I'm still doing it.
Medical professionals diagnosed him with post-orgasmic illness syndrome, or POIS.
Ooh.
So it can't be just him if it's got a name.
Right.
Which presents as a disorder where an individual has various allergic reaction-like symptoms upon finishing sexually. The man managed his condition by making sure to only climax once every 2 months.
What is semen?
You'd be a little backed
up. 2 months?
Wow. Especially 25.
What a horrible syndrome.
Yeah.
But once again, he still did it. It sounds like it was so painful that he didn't want to do it, but he still had to do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He easily could have just not did it, but he still did it.
Right. He's not trying to replace it with a runner's high.
When you say,
exactly. Yeah.
When you say he easily could not have done it.
No, he couldn't easily, but if he went every 2 months it seems like he said, well, I'm just going to go without it because this is really painful. But he still did it every 2 months. And they go, oh, maybe this is different. Ah.
So do you mark, right. do you mark it on your calendar? Well, you know, I try it again in March.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you'd have.
I try it again in May 25th.
I want to know how painful it is after the fact. Is he still having? He must be still having pleasure in the beginning of it, and then afterwards it stops, or you wouldn't do it at all.
Enough pleasure to outweigh it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long does the brain fog hang around?
Like, I get
well,
a little
in this
bit of
case,
that.
About 9 years.
I can deal with the brain fog. It's yeah. The anxiety.
And the rash. It sucks because a lot of times, especially when you're if you're by yourself, sometimes there's a sense of shame.
Right.
You know, like, wipe off your stomach or
right,
whatever.
Right, yeah,
but
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know, I don't have to walk around with a rash.
Yeah.
That would make it even worse.
Well, you know what you did.
Well, I think it would also make it hard to finish, knowing that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Work into your, no pun intended.
Work into your subconscious.
Uh-huh.
I know what's coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I don't want.
Does he have a girlfriend or a partner?
I don't have that information.
Yeah, that's a pretty rare syndrome.
According to the case study, few men who suffer from this disorder actually seek and find help.
You probably know what they have, but doctors, you know.
I don't know how you. What do you mean you don't know how to ask? You're like, hey, it hurts when I do this.
Right. I mean, they're just embarrassed.
Don't
by
do
it.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many doctors are well versed in this syndrome?
According to the case study, few men actually seek help. Doctors were able to treat the man with a hormone injection regimen that now allows him to finish without the dreaded side effects.
Okay.
Nice.
That's so they have fixed him.
Good. Fix him.
I wonder if he's picked up the frequency now.
More so.
Every 2 months to every day. Yeah. Every day, I'm sure.
Oh. Good news, ladies, I'm fixed.
If you'd been restricted to it once every 2 months for that long, and then all of a sudden it was gone, that'd be 2-3 times a day.
Yep. You're going crazy like a monkey wanting alcohol.
Yeah.
Voluntarily.
A beer swilling macaque.
Voluntarily.
Well, yeah, I voluntarily drink alcohol, too, because I like it.
Yeah, but...
I think they do this to try to get around the PETA yelling at them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the monkey likes getting drunk.
Well, you don't have an argument to that, do
no,
you?
No, I don't have an argument, no, but PETA might.
So I'm reading Cosmopolitan magazine yesterday.
No, you're not.
You do.
You're reading an article. You're reading an article about Cosmopolitan magazine.
Okay, I was reading an article in Cosmopolitan magazine.
But not in the actual magazine, right?
It was on the interwebs.
Oh, okay.
At Cosmo.com.
Okay. All right. Oh, I know. I'm just don't picture you sitting around with a Cosmo mag.
You should.
I did that at our house. My wife gets that. Yeah.
I would bring it in and, you know, tells you how chicks think.
No, I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah, made for some good radio discussion.
Yeah, there's a bunch of skanky stories, nice pictures in there. It's not bad. You can thumb through the whole thing in like 15 minutes.
Right, it's always the sex issue.
Yeah, always.
Right, 10 things to try in a while.
Apparently now it's always the horoscope issue as well, because from what I understand, more and more, Cosmo is getting more and more of their revenue. They're spending more and more of the pages of the magazine and the pages on the web are dedicated to horoscopes because... That's what people are reading
people did
now.
That.
Yeah, that's the latest trend.
But Nick's wife.
People don't necessarily buy into the astrology, but they like having the affirmation of astrology.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. People read horoscopes and say, that is so me.
Everybody likes getting smoke blown up their ass.
Right.
That's it. Because horoscopes never say a bad day.
Right.
They never say bad day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, call grandma.
Yeah.
That describes me to a T.
That is so me.
That astrologist is perfect.
Yeah. Never mind. It's completely general.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
So well, your grandma, her days are numbered.
Your wife gets the Cosmo. She must come up with 10,000 different ways to drive you wild.
Right?
10,000?
At least over the years, there have been at least 10,000. Because every issue is 10 ways to drive your man wild. So
yeah. 6 new ways to cut the balls.
You sure you were reading your dad's magazine on that one?
14 new ways to piss him off.
Well, that's it, yeah.
You ever hear back from the ball shavers?
I haven't, no. Thought about that yesterday. No response yet.
We had women chime in saying they're going to buy that for their boyfriends and husbands. Yeah.
Oh, we had guys endorsing it, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to say their name anymore. You know.
No, unless they give us some free ones. Right. Oh, yeah. Forget it.
We're social media influencers, goddammit.
So, as I'm perusing Cosmo.com.
By the way, that was one of Nick's 10 jokes, the balls one there.
Yeah.
That's a guy.
Well, I was trying to figure out the three. I think the three is gay dad, balls, and then.
What was the third one?
I don't know the third.
I don't know.
I need another joke.
Yeah. The guy said you had three.
Yeah.
Nick had a hater on the internet.
I should have asked him what the three were.
Haters are fun.
Because you need another one?
Right, yeah.
He needs another one.
So at Cosmo.com, I learned this yesterday. Uranus is out of retrograde.
But not out of reach.
Uranus is the planet of surprise and change. It is now out of retrograde.
And this will affect you how?
Oh. Now we are ready to see a lot of action. Because Uranus coming out of retrograde really changes things. Uranus rules genius, revolution, and chaos. Uranus brings out all the unexpected news we hear, is no stranger to drama. Now, because Uranus is going to be on a long trek through Taurus, we'll be experiencing forced evolution until 2026.
Hey, as long as you don't make me smell Uranus.
I don't get it.
I'm sorry, Fry, but astronomers renamed Uranus in 2620 to end that stupid joke once and for all.
Oh, what's it called now?
Urectum.
See it coming, still makes you laugh.
I love it.
The erectum.
Doesn't matter how many times I hear that, I laugh.
Does this affect one astrological sign more than others, or does it just upset the entire universe?
Well, the Taurus.
Oh, no, it affects all of them.
All right, because according Taurus to what I'm bold, reading yeah. Here, yeah.
Well, it's coming in the constellation. It's coming out of the constellation of Taurus. Apparently, Uranus has been taking a, according to Cosmo, Uranus has been taking a nap in the constellation of Taurus.
You're a Taurus, right?
It's relaxing.
You Taurus?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, you're a Taurus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What does out of retrograde even mean?
Well, I can tell you what retrograde means.
Okay.
Retrograde motion is an apparent change in the movement of the planet through the sky. It is not real in that the planet does not physically start moving backwards in its orbit. It just appears to do so because of the relative positions of the planet and Earth and how they're moving around the sun.
Okay, so that's a real astronomical term.
Yeah.
I've heard it before. I never knew what it meant.
It appears to go backwards.
Yeah, and the context that I've always heard it in is, you know, when it comes to astrology.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sturgill Simpson has a song in his new album called Mercury Reason Retrograde. I wondered what it meant, but I was...
Yeah.
I didn't look it up.
Yeah.
Your rectum.
Pretty heady for a country crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
So now that Uranus...
Your rectum.
...is out of retrograde...
Are they still pushing Uranus?
Some people say that.
That pisses me off.
It sounds even
worse. It seems like you hear that in academia a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uranus.
To stop giggling? Who cares?
But then they're saying urine.
Right. They are saying urine.
Well, a lot of people, and you know, we've never called Jack Ann on it, but he says macaque for the monkey.
It's macaque.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're from Boston, then it's macaque.
Yeah. Or Chicago, where they got that nasal. But we'll have to set him straight the next time we talk to him.
So now that Uranus is out of retrograde.
Urectum.
We're ready to see a lot of action. And so they say that you'll be craving freedom. And then in parentheses, whatever that means for you.
Oh, God. Oh, talk about general. Talk about general. Yeah.
Freedom from Uranus.
Right.
Hey, no. You don't want to be free sucks from Uranus.
In. Sucks you in.
And so then they tell you what Uranus out of retrograde means to for everyone and whatever.
Last couple of times I've been to the gym, George Michael's Freedom has come over the loudspeaker, yeah, but really? I wasn't really craving it.
No.
Although it's a good pop song, yeah. I wasn't really craving it. I recall liking the video at the time.
Oh, all supermodels, right.
A bunch of supermodels
yeah,
in it. Because
yeah.
supermodels dug yeah. George Michael.
Cosmo should spell horoscopes with a W at the beginning.
Yeah. That's a heady one there. That's a third joke right
there. That's a
good
one. Hey, got three.
Yeah, but that one you only use, you can't use that often.
Yeah, it's too bad.
That's kind of really specific, you know.
Yeah. That's from the spelling folder.
Right.
According to what
letter
I
jokes. At,
you guys joke folder over there.
Uranus has been in retrograde since August of last year.
Well, it came out of retrograde in January 10th.
My birthday's in August. Yeah, me and Craig are August guys.
Yeah, out of retrograde January 10th, apparently.
Go look into that.
It's not.
You're going to come into some money. I know that. That's what it always says.
Sure. Yeah. That's what some of them are
always
saying.
Always going to come into some money, you know.
Or some love.
Yeah, for Aries, yeah. this is a chance to increase your cash flow.
Oh, yeah. There's always a chance for anybody's
right.
horoscope.
It's never like you're going to continue your steady decline.
Right. They want people buying that magazine or that newspaper. It's never bad.
Yeah, for Aries, it says, find unique ways to liberate yourself from bills and materialize wealth with your Midas touch. My ass.
Exactly. Yeah, your Midas touch. Yeah. Find something you really love and make money doing that.
Find unique mm-hmm. ways to liberate yourself from bills. What the hell?
Go homeless.
Oh, you could be like Phil. He fell off a boat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, Phil Celery.
Yeah, that's yeah. how you...
Celery.
He's Dennis. He's Dennis now.
Dennis, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get out of your debt. You fake your own death.
Or you could just not pay taxes.
Right. Mm-hmm. My ass. They should all end just the word my ass. Everyone say, yeah. A change is coming. My ass. There should always be a sarcastic guy in the room when they write these articles. He just yells my ass, and they put that in there.
Find unique ways to liberate yourself from bills.
Yeah. Your Midas touch.
Yeah. Use that Midas touch you got, you know.
Find what you love doing and make
money
doing that.
You're turning everything into gold there, pal.
Yeah.
You know how good you are at that.
Yeah. Somebody's going to pay you to do that.
Think about all those things you could do that you haven't been thinking about this whole time. Now's the time to think about that.
My ass.
Thank you.
No, think about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we wouldn't be giving hand readings here.
No.
Yeah, your lifeline looks pretty short.
Hand readings?
Yep. Yeah, when they read your hands.
Yeah, palm. Palm. You palm read your palm. Readers, right?
Looks like you give a lot of high fives.
May.
Yeah, looks like that's your glove hand when you golf.
That's looks like, looks like you're chafing.
Yeah. You got some calluses on your right hand, but left hand looks good. What's up? Golf glove.
Ugly story. An Arizona woman is recovering after emergency surgery. Apparently, she got a vibrator stuck in her bladder.
I saw the. I saw this. X-ray. It's sideways in there too. It looks weird.
Damn.
That must have been.
It went in and went sideways.
There.
Yeah, it's like
with some force.
Yeah.
Was it one of those little ones?
Yeah. Well, it's thin.
It was a necklace, actually,
yeah,
a Vesper vibrator necklace.
Oh. I'm not familiar.
One that you can wear around your neck.
Oh, isn't that just basically anal beads?
Yeah, they shake.
No, it's a vibrator necklace made by the company Crave. She wore the sex toy around her neck out to dinner with the boyfriend.
Yeah. I think it's just like a bean stimulator.
Yeah.
She then used it with him when they got home. She was only using it on the outside of her body as intended,
so she took
as
it
instructed.
Off her neck.
Right. Per the instructions.
She said she moved. Well, let's see what she says here.
Oh, good. Her own audio.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
First-hand account here.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. She said she moved, and out of nowhere, she felt a really sharp pain. She said the vibrator was nowhere to be found. She said, where is it? And he's like, I don't know. Then she said her first reaction was panic. Let's see what this says.
All out of nowhere, I just felt a really sharp pain. Where is it? And he's like, he didn't know. First reaction was panic because I had just lost something inside of me.
Yeah.
That was still going off.
Still vibrating.
Yeah, it was still vibrating every time it went off. Yeah. It was like my entire abdomen was vibrating.
Did the boyfriend eventually say, find the keys and drive out? He had to do that joke right there. Get a flashlight, we'll find the keys and we'll drive
There's
out.
There's no word on that one.
You got to do that joke. They don't like it, but you got to do that joke.
What is the news source for that? Where did they get the audio? Because obviously a reporter had to go to that woman's house and ask
And
questions.
She felt free talking about it. Yeah.
Hey, we got a story for you.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, in the service that I have, they do not give the origin of the audio.
Did the battery just die out first, or they just went and got it ahead of time?
Oh, no. Apparently, it was a new battery.
Okay.
It seems. So they took her to the emergency room with the device still on. The emergency room staff was not able to find it. So they called in this other guy, and he said he was shocked by what he found on the X-ray and inside her. He said he was surprised, realizing the device is actually inside the bladder.
It must be tiny to... I don't know how big that opening is.
He said he'd never seen... The Vesper Vibrator Necklace by the company Crave.
Yeah, I think these things are made to look like jewelry, so they're not huge.
That's what it looks like. The X-ray's out there. You can share that, push.
They realized that the device had actually entered her body through her urethra.
Oh, my God. That's small.
That's a freak.
And went into her bladder, lodging itself sideways. They had to surgically remove it.
Damn.
Something that small should not be used down there, you wouldn't think.
It doesn't. I didn't realize it was that small.
Can't be.
If it goes to urethra, I mean, they're pretty small.
You would think. Yeah, but I didn't realize that these things were that small.
That's where the women urinate, right?
It is.
Yeah.
We don't really know much about that area. We just know there's...
The woman plans on filing a lawsuit against the company Crave for lack of warning on the label that this could happen even during normal use. She said the small and narrow design is dangerous, especially with a detachable chain.
Yeah, that's why you don't give little... babies, little Legos.
Yeah, that's
they'll eat them.
Oh, could they stick them in their butt?
This one will get swallowed.
Thank you for giving the analogy the whole way through there. It sounded weird.
There's a half second of turn over there.
The sad news is that she was asked if she's done using sex toys, and she said, yeah, probably.
Except for the bigger ones.
She's just got to get a wider one.
Right.
This is like the vaginal version of going down the wrong pipe.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what that is.
It is 3.8 inches long. And a half an inch in diameter.
She's like
3.8 inches long, almost 4 inches long.
She has a big Flintstone necklace, like big old rocks.
Right, that would work. Dinosaur horn.
that would work.
That's the one I'm looking at here. It might come in various sizes, but they're $70 to $150 if you want to look into that.
But if it's that small, it could fall in anywhere, man.
Yeah.
You know? The guy, he's getting blamed. She's down there. Oop.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's gone. We'll take that call if it happened to you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.